Yeah. So we're rolling.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to get into shit stories right away, though.
No, can, not at the top.
Well, we'll ease into it. Jeez. Slow down, lady. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, you click on...
Wait a minute. They don't understand where to go.
I'm sorry. You have to go to HTTP :// www.yourmomshousepodcast.com.
That's right.
Some people don't understand websites. Very. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. So you click, you go to that, you type that into your URL, and then there's a banner, and you can go click on it, and you can do your regular Amazon shopping. We're not asking you to buy anything you wouldn't normally fucking buy.
Well, I don't know if you needed to say effing or get aggressive. But yeah, if you're going to go to Amazon, you can buy anything. Have you ever shopped on Amazon, Secret Guest? What have you bought on Amazon recently? I love trundle beds.
Yeah. What's that?
God, it's so cool.
That's awesome.
It's fun for sleepovers and stuff.
That's really cool. That's almost like sort of like already established, like you know when you're a kid and you do like the blankets over.
Yeah, fort.
You make your little fort. That is good fort work, right? Yeah. Yeah,
I had a trundle bed.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was an only child, and my dad was cool enough, because I had to have people spend the night, and he just got me one, and you pull out the bottom one.
Nothing's cooler.
And your buddy gets to sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and my friend, when I was 12, got her period in my trundle bed, her first time.
Really? And stuff happens
like that in a sleepover. Yeah. Did you ever try to put a pillow between you and sleep together? No. That came in high school. That was high school. That's later. That was in high school. This is too young. We're too young.
I remember it's for boys. It's all like jerking off, like you're
in the
comparing
trundle.
Dicks. No, you know, like in a fort. In your fort, you do. You're like, how big's your dick? And like,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not as. You know what it is? It's more like
that's what you're.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it's not like you don't have the same mindset you do when you're a little older. Like when you're a kid, you're like, this feels good. And then you don't, you're not even sharing what you're doing it. You just start like humping like the, you know, the floor or a pillow or something. And then everyone's like, what are you doing? You're like, nothing. I'm just readjusting myself. You know, but you're actually masturbating under the blankets. It's happening. Yeah. I don't know
right
how old
now.
They are, but it's happening right now. Yeah.
Oh, there's so much cum in your house. Sorry. Anyway, Amazon, if you're.
Amazon, you can get beds and blankets and pornography and paper and condoms.
Hobo kits. Bibles. Candles.
Yeah.
Matches
frames.
For when Tom farts and you gotta light some matches.
Mm. Dr. Oz says that really doesn't work. He says he says you're just masking it. It's not
well,
on.
That is.
It's still right there. And also...
That's right, I forgot it. Dr. Oz.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird shit's going to happen.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
Also, we'd like to thank and shout out to our great sponsors at Gamefly. Gamefly is the video game rental system that delivers right to your door. Over 800 million titles.
800 million.
That's not an accurate number, but it's a lot.
It's close, though.
And basically, do you play video games?
I do not, but I have two boys that play video
they
games.
They do? Do you use Gamefly?
Yes,
you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you have to do is go for the next time that you cancel and resubscribe. You just go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and click on our banner, and you get a 15-day free trial to make sure you like it again.
That's right.
And then you don't have to buy every game. You can try the game. You can play it. You can beat it. Send it back.
Exactly.
They deliver a new game.
Is there a promo code?
Yeah.
For our listeners?
You click on the banner.
Right, right.
Or you go to Gamefly.com/mom, M-O-M.
M-O-M. And you can try it free for 14 days.
15.
15. That's a fortnight and a day for free. It doesn't get any better than that.
It's a great fucking deal, man.
Yeah. You can play the game, you can beat the game, and send it right the fuck back.
There you go.
You don't have to have it sitting around.
Great deal. Where can people see you, Chris? Christina?
Oh, mommies, I'm going to be at the Miami Improv September 12th through 17th, and then in Peoria, mm-hmm. Illinois.
Oh, it's a jukebox.
At the Comedy Jukebox, September 27th through 29th.
It is next door to a strip club.
I've heard
and
already.
And across the street from a dirt racetrack.
I thought, you know what? I like it dirty. I can do it.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It can't be worse than Cleveland. That's what I always think.
That's a great motto.
For me.
Yeah. Can't be worse than Cleveland.
No, yeah.
That might be your next name of your album.
Yeah, I think that's actually, I'm going to write it down.
Next album, Can't Be Worse Than Cleveland.
What about you, Tommy Buns?
I'm going to Toronto at the end of September, I think the 20th through the 24th, for part of the Just for Last Festival there. And then I go back to Canada. I'm going to Winnipeg for 2 weeks.
Somebody's all Canadian.
I'm Canadian. I'll be at Rumors in Winnipeg.
Rumors.
And I heard a rumor.
Why is it called such a silly name for coming?
I heard a rumor. You were funny.
Rumor. Yeah. Oh, is that what that is? Will you ask them why?
Why is every club named something terrible?
Well, the Comedy Jukebox I can kind of get because there's a bunch of comics that come through. It's like a playlist,
there's
maybe.
There's Dr. Grins.
Dr. Grins, yeah.
And there's, what's the one in Side Splitters?
Yeah, I kind of give it. I get that because
I know,
a
but it's
splinter,
still it's
but
still
rumors
ridiculous.
Is a little sneaky. It's...
Yeah, I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
Do you have any jokes? All right, you ready to do this?
Let's party.
I was good yesterday. I didn't make it. I mean, I was, you know, it was just ugly. I had to go, and you know, I misread the sign in the hotel.
Yeah,
and I had to go down the stairs, and I was squeezing the cheeks going down the stairs.
Yeah,
and then went into one of these places, you know, where you know you rush in, but it's one of these handicap stalls. Mm. It's an extra 5 feet before you get to the
yeah.
And
it's 5 feet too far.
5 feet too far.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
It's so funny to watch Alicia's face.
I know. It's the best part. All right, so we'll just start from the beginning in terms of like who we have here with us.
That's right.
Sorry, guys, we had a little we had a technical malfunction here.
I'm not gonna really be able to bring as much into that, and then I shit my brother's mouth story. I'm not gonna be able to match the height and intensity at the end of the story like that again.
That's too bad.
So full confession, Blue Band fucked up.
Fucking Blue Band.
And
he's so see, look at his dumb face. He just looks at you all pretty.
Motherfucker.
He just fucked up the beginning of this, so we're picking it up right here. This is where it starts. Our guest today is Felicia Michaels, who's a very wonderful comedian. You guys had a nice exchange.
I know, and
earlier.
The thing is I was so excited to you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try it again.
Okay.
So, okay, who we have with us is Felicia Michaels. Say hi.
Hi.
And I love Felicia. I saw her at the Ice House like months ago, and she just blew my mind
because
she's so funny, and I just love her, and I wanted her to come in. And she,
oh, you're so
here.
Sweet. Right back at you, by the way.
And are you good with the rehearsal take?
Yes, I'm good with
that.
That's all right.
And you have a great podcast with a good friend of ours, Joey. Coco Diaz.
Yes.
The Beauty and the Beast podcast.
The Beauty and the Beast podcast.
Which you can find, obviously, on iTunes. Does it have its own site, too?
You can go to beautyandthebeast.com. And, it'll take you all to the portals and all
awesome.
Of that jazz and the RSS feed and iTunes. And doing a podcast is hard. I'm kind of glad you guys fucked up a little bit because I fuck up all the time.
Dude.
And then sometimes I'll fuck up and then I got to tell Joey and I'm all like, oh, fuck.
It's the worst, right?
Does he get mad at you?
No.
Does he hit you?
No, he doesn't hit you. But we've gotten into huge fights.
You have?
Oh, my God.
Over fucking up?
Not over fucking up, but... one time we got in a huge fight and we had Josh Adam Myers coming yeah. to do the podcast. And so we were at my house and we were in the kitchen, which is towards the front of the house. And I was asking him a question, but I had asked him this question before because I think I'm right and I think he's wrong. And he like lost his shit and he started talking to me because you know how Joey can get sometimes. Yeah. And I'm all like, fuck you, motherfucker, right? And so we go into it and we're like screaming at each other. And I can see Josh walking up the steps and up to the door and he's ringing the doorbell and we're eyeballing him, but we're just screaming at each other. But you know what? We got to the point where it's funny now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we're like, once it's out in the open, it's totally better, you know?
Yeah.
We
just laugh.
His screaming is intense, though.
Oh, he can get loud. Yeah.
I've seen him. Yeah. I heard him in a green room one time.
Yeah.
Where I was in the green room with him and he was fired up. They came from like outside and they're like, is everything all right? Like, he shook the walls.
What happened? Oh, yeah. Somebody ate his banana bread?
No, he was just fired. He was just fired up about something. I forget what it was. Some video we watched. Something stupid. It was like, that shit sucks. Oh, yeah, he was just going on a rant about how much something sucked.
Yeah. He's probably right, by the way.
Yeah, he probably was right.
No
yeah.
shit. So how long have you guys known each other, you and Joey?
Well, I met Joey years ago. I've been doing comedy for quite a long time. And this is my second time doing comedy. And the first time I did comedy, I was headlining all over the country. And I was working in Denver. And he was the opening act, like the MC. Yeah.
Or shut up.
Maybe he was like the feature or something. No, yeah. And he was really funny. And he looked completely different than he looks
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah, he looks different, to me now.
What does a young Joey Diaz look like?
Well, he was like Italian dark looking, but he's not dark. He does have that Italian look.
Yeah.
But just, he was a trimmer. And and he was pretty funny. And then that night when I was getting paid at the end of the week or whatever, and the club owner was paying me, I just, was like, hey, the feature actor, whatever, he's really funny. You should use him more. And apparently after that, he started getting a lot of work. Never knew that. And then I saw him one or two more times, but then I had moved to New York to do comedy at that point, and he came to LA. So I didn't really know him that much. And then I got divorced. I'd quit comedy, and then I got divorced. I was going to do comedy again, and someone told him, and he always remembered that. I did that.
That's cool.
And he literally called me up from out of the blue, and he was like, yo, dog, I've always liked your style of comedy.
Did he call you dog?
Yeah. And he's like, maybe sometimes we can hang around and write, And then we would just start talking, but he was persistent. He was like one of the only people I ever met in comedy that was persistent. Mm-hmm. Twice a week. He's persistent like that. He'll call you like, what's up, dog? What's going on? And
what's up, dog.
I know. And he would come over, and then he had been doing the podcast quite a bit, Rogan's obviously, and he was like, we should start a podcast. And I was like, really? And it worked out because when I stopped doing comedy, I worked at a digital capture firm with photographers. So I had learned a lot about the computer and about all sorts of different programs. And I was the stupidest one there, but I did learn a lot. And so I was like, I think I can do this. I'll do the recording. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then we literally for the first month just sat around three times a week and talk. We didn't even tape.
What?
Yeah, we would just sit and talk. We'd have the microphones. We would tape, but we'd never. I probably still have them somewhere, but we never put them up because he wanted us to get comfortable. And
let's work out the kinks, dog.
Yeah, and then we started recording.
He sounds
it.
Like Big Ange a little bit.
He does. Yeah, get all the money.
Or Big Ange sounds like him.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen Big Ange?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll get
all right,
into
keep going.
It.
Keep going.
Yeah,
sorry, we'll cut you off.
Oh no. So then. We were recording. We were a few in, and he was telling me, when I did my stint in prison for kidnapping, and I was like, what?
Oh, you didn't know this?
Yeah.
And we were, the studio was, it's in my house in the back garage, and I was like, what? Oh my God, I brought this prison around my children, like in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah. You know?
That's so funny.
He said one time, I can't do it with the same, obviously, rhythm and delivery. But he was basically, he was on this rant. And he was like, and fucking, just talking like it's like it was like a list style rant. And he was like, and Ken Vellette, the guy kidnapped.
Oh yeah, Ken Vella.
Ken Vella.
I know the stories.
He said, Ken Vella, the guy I kidnapped, won't accept my friend request on Facebook. What's up, man?
Yeah.
I was like, did you really? He's like, yeah, I sent him a friend request and he hasn't hit me back yet. Come on, Ken.
Why did he kidnap that guy?
It was all part of like a.
It was all drug related.
Robbery, yeah, basically.
Yeah. And they he'll tell you, he knows the rules about kidnapping because he's like, kidnapping is just you take one person from one room to the other without their permission. Like, he gets very specific about it.
He's really lucky that it happened 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
All the kidnapping laws have become so much more aggressive.
Yeah.
And there was guns involved in his kidnapping. So these days, armed kidnapping, like you get locked up like you did a murder if you kidnap somebody now. Like you do 25 in life.
Yeah,
he's
really lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only had to do like a few years, I think.
Yeah.
Why does that dog, because when he phoned me to do your guys' podcast, he called me dog.
Oh,
yo,
really?
Dog. And I was like, did he just call me dog?
What do you think you're special, Christina?
No, I didn't mean like that. But it was alarming that he calls women dog.
Yeah.
It was funny. Dude. No, he loves you more. He loves Felicia Michaels.
Yeah.
He's
sweet.
We were saying that. When he's around you, his energy is a little different. He's sweeter, and he just loves you.
Well, I love him back, and it's been a ride. It's been really interesting to see him grow lately, and it rubs off on you. Like, his whole thing, like, we went and did the road. We were in San Francisco and Sacramento, and it was the first time. This is about 2 months ago, and like, he makes you get on your game. You know what I mean? Like, there's no fucking around. Yeah. Like, when you're on the road and you're just slagging off, and you're like, fuck it, you know, and you don't even give a shit. But when you're with him, it, like, he'll call you on it. You don't want him calling you on it. Yeah, so it makes you step your game up. It's really cool that way.
He also he's great to, like, he's the kind of energy that, like, if he opens a show, that's like, you can't.
Yeah,
I was like, oh shit, when I had to fucking follow him.
But he actually
just changed the whole energy, the whole vibe in the room. Like, he actually made the room come to life, and it was actually like a wave you could ride. You know,
yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, this is fucking, like, he got it up to like 10. So if you just go up there and you're ready to go, you can just like ride.
Yeah.
Him, you know, he's the type of energy where it's almost like. It's almost like he has an instrument.
It's
you know?
True, yeah.
Like people who play the instrument, you're like, holy shit, man. Like, the room goes bananas.
Oh, he's
unbelievable.
I mean, just to watch him and he's it blows my mind, you know? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's very, very few performers are like that. It's really amazing.
You know what I love about Felicia is that you're so demure, and it's so tricky for a female comedian. Because, you know, you're up against a lot of whatever societal bullshit, but she goes up there and your voice is so soft and you're so pretty and you're so, like, you know what I mean? And then she talks about awful things, which is fantastic, and it's so good. It's so funny.
But you know, you're aware of that juxtaposition, obviously.
Well, I mean, you know, and my voice is really low right now. It used to be really, really high. I used to get a lot of shit. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I used to get a lot of shit. I was, like, known for that, like, with my voice. But thankfully, it lowered. Thank God, all those cigarettes and weed I smoked. Don't tell my kids. But, thank you. That's very sweet of you to say.
Yeah,
now, wait,
cool.
did you... I'm totally, like, guessing here. And I'm not sure. Did you win Star Search?
Oh my God, yeah.
What?
That's how old I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
you
crazy.
Don't look that old at all.
No, that was a great experience. That was wonderful. I got to meet Ed McMahon, obviously.
Whoa. And you got $100,000, right?
I got $100,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. Why don't you cough up some of that change?
And yeah, I still have I put 3,000 of it away for my niece for college, and it's still there, so I'm always like, that's my Star Search money, bitch.
So what was your big joke then? Do you remember any of your material?
I was so dirty, you know, from the beginning as a comedian, and then when I did Star Search, like, I only did 4 episodes of Star Search and was able to win, so like, I used all my clean jokes, and
did
it was only like
a
90 seconds
too. Like, what do you do?
Each episode is like a 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
Okay.
And so
it's like 3 jokes.
Yeah, so, and I literally, because all my jokes were filthy, and I was at the Comedy Store, and my friends would come up and be like, you better borrow this joke of mine, and there was a part of me like, yeah, I might have to borrow that joke, but then I just thought, no, Felicia, you'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so you did do different material every episode. episode?
Yeah, but then when you went into the finals, you could repeat some of the jokes. Okay. Yeah, it was a very strange experience. That's a really weird experience.
I remember loving.
Oh yeah.
I mean, watching Star Search, and there was
really.
Oh well, yeah, that was like the first of it. That was like the ultimate.
You were a star.
Show.
If you won Star Search, like you were America's star.
Started out, like so many huge comics.
Yeah, most huge comics went into the finals and then didn't win.
Right.
If you won, it was a little bit of a curse.
Yeah.
But if you went up and got the semifinals and didn't win the finals, most of those people had bigger careers, I think.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I remember seeing like, I mean. I didn't know who they were at the time kind of thing, but I remember looking back and I used to watch, Star Search was awesome.
So did they have like super lame guidelines? Like I can only imagine.
Oh, for jokes?
Yeah.
I mean, you had to be pretty squeaky clean,
yeah.
You know, for sure. But
I
want
to see this so bad. Is it on YouTube anywhere?
It is. And you would pee your pants, you would die laughing because it's so ridiculous. And it's like 1991, so it's right before grunge. And so my hair is so fucking huge. And I had like a gold leather dress on with a little bedazzled bolero jacket with like the Sagittarius signs on, like the signs, you know, what are those called?
Like your astrological?
Yeah, astrological signs on it.
So
yeah.
Funny.
It's so terrible.
Dude, 91, are you single when this happens?
Yes.
You are? Uh-huh. Now, when you make $100,000, are you like, dude, I'm set for a while?
I was pretty excited, yeah.
Yeah, that's no, real change.
That time in my career, I was middling a lot on the road. Mm-hmm. And then so it allowed me to just go off the road for 6 months and take classes and kind of get my shit together on that end of it and audition, because I didn't get a chance to audition a lot because I was always on the road. And then because it took like 6 months before it even aired.
Okay.
And then I did all the road for fucking ever after that.
Really?
Yeah.
And then did that make you... Did winning that just automatically make you headliner? You say
it automatically makes you headliner, but then you're not ready. Then it takes like 6 months to be able to headline, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I had to do that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to see this now.
It's ridiculous.
I'm so mad that I didn't Google it before you showed up.
It's so silly, you guys.
I think that's really cool. I think it's really cool.
Really
I do.
Silly.
Super fucking cool.
Because that's like the original, you know, now it's all, it's American Idol and these.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Last Comic Standing. These are huge, like, talent.
Yeah.
If you think you can dance, all this shit.
Yeah.
And that was all of it in one.
Yeah. Like America's Got Talent kind of thing. It was kind of like that.
Totally. Yeah.
So this is like your second time in the game. So you went up, you stopped for a minute to have kids.
Uh huh.
Now you're back.
Now I'm back.
It's fucking
great. It's awesome because you know, when the first time I did it, I think if whatever anybody does when they're in their 20s or 30s, for me, I was constantly like, am I really going to be a comic or maybe I should get a real job or maybe I need to focus on this? Like, I was so all over the place and doubting what I was doing. And now it's like, well, apparently I'm old fuck and I'm still doing it. So this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, like it just releases so much shit off of you. You know what
I
mean?
Yes, yes.
And I got really lucky to quit because I was starting to get really angry. Like, I think anything, if you do something long enough and you have some success, but you don't make the big jump, you start getting angry. Like the 15-year mark, you know, you start getting a little like, what the, I don't know about you guys, but you start getting fucking angry. And so when I quit, I couldn't even watch comedy. It was hard for me to be around comedians. And then at the time, my husband was a manager. So I was just like, I'm fucking, like, I would like watch, comedy would come on TV and I would want to throw up.
Sure.
It got to that point.
I feel that way now.
Yeah.
I don't watch stand-up on TV.
It got to that point. It made me angry.
Yeah.
And it was right when comedy changed too, like when the alternative comedy scene came about, which was a great thing. And so many comedians were so funny and talented. But then people started categorizing comedians and you just got a lot of shit for a lot of different reasons. And it was very catty. I don't think it's as catty now as it was, because I think there's so many things you can do that's a great equalizer, like have your own podcast you know what I mean? At least you have the power to make your own website or you can make a film and it doesn't cost as much. Like before, if you made something, it was like, you know, $50,000, and now, you know, you can make a little fun film for a couple of grand, you know, and it's more accessible
everything
in a sense. So and now I'm just happy to be here.
So you have better outlook now.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you have shit to say, because I think that at least I started like when I was 23 or something, and you don't have fucking anything to say about the world until at least you're 30.
And it's very true, yeah.
And even now, yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I'm married, and I know what that's like, but I don't have children, so I can't really talk about that. And that's a huge part of humanity. Most people have kids. Most people have marriages and divorces. And I still kind of wish I was a little older.
It's why 21-year-olds aren't interesting. You know, like they might be.
Yeah, they suck.
Whatever. Yeah. But you don't want to sit and be like, I want to listen to this 21-year-old's thoughts about things. You know?
Especially when I was that age and I was at the Comedy Store, and that's why I was so filthy, because that was the only common denominator I had with that audience. Yeah.
I mean, you haven't really lived any. It's kind of like I mean, I don't know if you've done colleges, but like.
Yeah, I did that whole thing.
Colleges are usually like really hit or really miss. They're either really on board with you. I mean, depending on your style of comedy, or they could be like, if you're talking about real shit, you can really isolate the whole, because they're like, oh, we're in this academic bubble. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Best bubble in the world.
It's fucking the worst.
Miss college.
It's the worst. I fucking.
Did you hate college?
No, I hate performing to college.
Oh, I hate performing as a grown up now. But I love being in college when life was like, let's
get fucked up. Let's read books. Like, oh, it's the best. Yeah, it's fun.
Smoke cigarettes.
Marriage could still be like that. Yeah. Marriage could be like that.
Yeah, let's get fucked up. We do that.
Let's read books.
We do that.
Our routine is fucking read books and then let's get a bottle of wine.
Yeah, we're pugs.
Yeah.
Well, man, we chill. We watch fucking shows.
So what do you guys do on the weekend together as a couple? Like, what is your routine?
You're looking at it.
It's very low key.
Yeah.
We're homebodies.
So lazy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like we do walks together. We'll do movies.
You take walks? That's a death of a relationship, you know.
Is that right?
Well, no, when I was married. No.
Don't say that. We've been doing it for years.
Oh, really?
Shit.
No, because my husband was married before and he would always say, we would always go for walks together, and then they got divorced, and that was code for like, we better not start taking walks, bitch.
Uh-huh.
And then we started taking walks.
Shit. No, man, we're cool. We hang out. We like to watch TV, like our shitty reality shows. We have a segment that we do called Real Talk, where we like talk about our favorite shitty shows.
Uh-huh.
We drink a lot of wine. We're lazy. We go to the mall, go to the Grove, watch our meeting.
My theory on this is like, I mean, it's kind of our theory together is that, like, you know, our life is on the road.
Yeah.
We're on planes and in hotels almost every week.
So always somewhere foreign.
Every time we're here.
Do you
here,
guys travel a lot together?
No.
Oh, seldom. I thought you did.
No.
Oh.
Well, hardly ever. I mean, that South Africa trip, that might be the most time we spent together in a row, period.
Since we've been married.
Yeah.
Since like 2008. We've never spent a consecutive month together.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're always out and about. So like when we're home, we're just excited to do our own dishes and cook food and sit on our couch. And
yeah.
You know, the mundane gets really exciting. So I don't know. I guess in that regard, we're not like a lot of married couples. We don't look for shit to do.
Yeah.
The party's here.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
In Casa de Mami. What do married people do?
I don't know.
What did you do?
I mean, some people are real. Like my cousin who lives right down the street from us, the one that lived next door to me as a kid, he lives right over there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they're like outdoorsy. Let's go camping. Let's go hiking.
Yeah.
No.
You know,
I'm not a camper chick.
If they take a trip, they're like, and then we stayed in this hostel. And then we fucking.
I would rather kill myself.
We slept with the poor one day to see what life was like.
The poor.
Yeah, like, what?
What?
We're fucking using Amex points, bitch.
What? I know.
Staying at the Four Seasons, man.
I've done all that in my 20s, like hosteling it.
Fuck that.
I've been poor so long.
I have zero interest in taking trips that require me to sweat and shit. You know, like, no, I want fucking. Nice accommodations and relaxing good time. That's a trip for me. I don't want
to
fucking work.
I like to mix it up a little bit. You know? Like if you, especially because I was just in Bali and I went to go visit my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking when you were saying hosteling it, the only time, because I've never stayed in a hostel.
Mm.
And I always feel like I'm not even saying hostel correctly. But I made one time when I lived in New York and I, my friend Jana, who was Mitch Hedberg's first, original longtime girlfriend, But she moved to Bali, and so I went to go visit her. But we, Mitch did a film, and we all worked on it, and it was in St. Paul. And he rented this two-bedroom apartment.
Is this like the tacos or enchiladas?
Los Enchiladas. Los Enchiladas. And he rented this two-bedroom apartment, and like seven or eight of us all slept in it, and like I had a hallway on an air mattress. Yeah. It was like so, and it was like a halfway house kind of building. It was so fucking disgusting. And so my friend Jana, she worked on that too, and she was in it. And so I went to go visit. It was really a lot of fun just to talk about like old memories, you know,
I bet.
When you went through something really shitty in your life, but now you're 10 years past
thank
it.
Thank God.
So you have new shitty stuff
but
to complain about.
Did you rough it in Bali?
No, I stayed at her house. So cheap there. Like she has a little like a place, like an indoor outdoor house, and it's really
I want to go there so bad.
I'm not interested in roughing it on a vacation anymore.
Not at all.
No, dude.
Fuck that. No way, man. No way. That shit is over for me.
Really?
Totally.
For the rest of your life?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Without question. Yeah. And I don't want to go. No, I don't like, like I said, I don't like camping. I don't like anywhere where there's like, I want nice accommodations.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't have to be fucking pampered 24/7, but I want to know that like, if I'm going somewhere and it's hot as fuck, like, don't tell me like, oh, you know, they have fans. Like, nah, man, we're not staying there. No way.
Yeah,
no way.
It's not, you know what I just remembered? That I was homeless for like, like 3 weeks of my life. No, okay, like I did that show Road Rules when I was in college.
Is this when you stabbed that guy?
This is when I stabbed that guy and I was on the road.
You stabbed a guy?
Yeah. It was a fucked up time for me. It was Puerto Rican. And I was on Road Rules, that reality show in the 90s. And I...
You were?
Yeah. And so I got to stay in a Winnebago.
So you can watch,
and I roughed it.
You can watch
you can watch
her,
me and my...
Yeah. Star Search. And you can watch her Road Rules.
Oh, it's so... God. I'm such an asshole. And but when I came back, I didn't have anywhere to live in San Francisco. I was going to school there. And my friends let me sleep in their kitchen on a futon. And so for 3 weeks, I slept in a kitchen, and I would wake up to like my friend Bronwyn making coffee, and like people smoking cigarettes and getting drunk. It was the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of that. I feel like I'm over it.
I mean, I feel like I look back on it some of those times with a little bit of like nostalgia of like the, you know, like three or four dudes in the apartment. But that's also for me like that's in the past now. Like that's.
You should see the look on your face.
I'm done.
You're not messing around.
No, I'm not doing that. Fuck that, man. No way.
Oil on the road.
Okay, Felicia, here's something.
Okay.
I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you hear. Okay?
Okay.
We've been talking about this. I want your thoughts.
Oil on the road.
What did, do you hear something there?
What do you think that guy just said?
You want to hear it again?
Yes, I have to hear it one more time.
Oil on the road.
Are you on the road?
That's close.
Oh, that's
really
interesting.
Yeah.
Are you on the road? It's a question. Is that what you hear?
Yeah.
Oil on the road.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Is iron on the road?
It's very interesting. Here's what... It's from a documentary.
Okay.
And it's a guy who has Tourette's.
Okay.
So he's constantly just, he yells things out. You know, he can't really control.
Filthy fogs!
He just yells things all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fuck off!
I'm just giving you like some different ones.
I'm a chicken fucker.
So.
A chicken fucker.
That one's clear.
Yeah, that was
clear. Clear as day.
So this one was one of the ones that everyone listened to, and Christina and I actually had a dispute about what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
She said he was saying,
"I heard oil in the road. Like there's oil in the road.
Oil, okay. Oil in the road." And I heard, "I own the road. I own the road."
Okay.
Okay. So it's just so you can hear it now.
Okay.
After that, okay.
Oil on the road.
Wow. Right. Are you on the road?
Anyways.
So confusing.
We've discussed it on a number of episodes.
Okay.
And finally, the last episode, we had a...
It's very serious here in your mom's house. This is what we do. This is what we sit around and do.
We had a poll put up.
Right.
And I own the road got 30 votes.
Okay.
Oil on the Road got 39 votes.
Hello.
And a new one popped up, and we've been told by some of our Scottish listeners that this is actually it. It's actually Eye on the Road. Which
keep,
is a,
like, keep your eye
on the road. And that it's a very common expression that many people would actually say.
Right, because this guy tweeted me. He said, my grandma's from Aberdeen, and it's eye on the road. Keep your eye on the road.
Yes.
Which now, now I hear that, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's a Scottish, is it called a brogue?
Yes. Well, he said, this guy wrote to us, he said, oil in the road. He was as a Scottish-American person who grew up around a grandma with that accent, I think the biggest argument is that he stutters an oi sound. However, it sounds to me like he's saying, in parentheses, keep your eye on the road. So he's telling, because he's in the back of the car.
Oh, yes.
And he's telling the driver.
You know what? That makes sense, because so that's the Tourette's
saying,
of it.
He's saying, oi, on the road. So maybe even if the driver was looking around, that's what he's saying to the guy. So actually, we were both wrong.
We're both wrong. Everybody's wrong today.
Yeah.
He's castigating the driver. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And there you go. Mystery
this
solved.
Is a much more.
We've been talking about this for months. Like, this has been months of debate since we found this Tourette's documentary. Like, we can't stop talking about the fuck is this guy saying. Yeah.
This is really important. And I want to say,
it's all very serious for like
there's a number. Okay. And you know what?
Yeah.
So Oliver Greenlaw wrote that to us. And then Mikey Power, sorry, both of you, but as a Scotsman, he is saying eye on the road.
Okay.
It's a language thing.
So it is.
So and all you guys who voted, you voted on the Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. Thank you for voting. Most of you were wrong. and now
we tackle the big
issues. Equally important.
Okay.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
Now,
Felicia.
Felicia, this is really important. Yeah,
okay. This one's a big, one time. Big debate.
Listen. This one, we don't have a Scottish person writing
us. We don't have an authority.
Yeah. Okay.
What does she call him?
A turd.
Well, let's listen to it one more time.
Okay.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
Felicia's really thinking,
you guys. She's contemplating
I like that you're putting thought into this.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear one more time?
Up at the ceiling, contemplating.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
Called me on a turd.
Please just not hearing
it. What do you hear him say?
She called me I'm her turd.
I mean, you're very close.
Uh-huh.
This one, the debate is really about two letters.
Okay.
But I think she's leaning towards my take.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I hear.
Okay.
I was going to knock her in the head one day. I was going to knock her because she called me retarded. Okay? I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer. She called me retarded.
Mm-hmm.
She hears...
Now, I hear...
Right.
She called me a retard. It's so, like a French version.
It's, a does retard. He say retard?
He says retard.
A retarded. This is really important.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
It's so easy.
It's so clear.
It's clear as day.
It's retarded. It's retard.
I think he's saying turd.
Oh, no. Now we have a third option.
Let's play it one more time.
A turd.
It's really driving me crazy.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
She called me a retarded?
No, she called me on her turd. That's what it sounds like to me. What does that mean?
Oh, a turd?
God damn it.
No, she doesn't even hear the same word we hear.
I know.
Because he's not saying tard. He's saying turd.
No, she called
it's a retard. I hear retard.
Okay.
I think he means to say retarded, but he's so retarded that he says retard.
For the poll, for the votes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That are in.
Let's see. The jury has decided.
The jury has voted on this one. 24 say retard. Okay. Which is what you hear.
The French version.
79 so retarded.
Oh,
you and I'm really surprised at
traitors.
Felicia.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm really surprised.
Wow.
A little disappointed.
Yeah. It sounds like she called me I'm a turd. You know, like he was taking a, you know. All right, fuck you too, man. You got me fucked up in this vicious turd circle.
The turd circle of life. Hey,
so I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
Either way, not guns. A good guy.
Yeah.
I think whatever he's saying is not a guy you want to go on a date with.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
I know his intention is retarded, but I hear retard.
Yeah.
He can't say it right.
Well,
where do you find these things at? That's my question is, what are you two doing?
We're just always years of keeping. We're just always picking at stuff, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's from a documentary called Stevie that we enjoyed. Actually, Tom and I, when we first started hanging out, we met as like two open micers back in the day. You came over and we watched this documentary.
Yeah, we did.
When we were like 23
we fell
years
in love
old.
To, we fell in love. To call me a retarded.
And I liked him because he found the same shit funny that I did. This guy, Stevie, who's like an animal.
It is apparent that you two definitely find the same shit funny.
There was a little bit of, and nobody else does.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like,
wait a minute.
You guys, that is rare shit when two people are together finding the same shit funny. That is rare.
That's why we have a podcast.
Yeah, man.
That and it just over the years. And the Tourette's thing was brought to us by a listener, I think, right?
That's one of my favorite
things. Tourette's
documentary
is really good, yeah.
That and then Year of the Bull. And that one, I think. You don't. Do you like Year of the Bull? You don't like it.
I like it.
I
like that he yells at children, but I don't really understand the football in it. Like, I'm not a football fan. But I admire his speeches. I like his speeches and such. Yeah.
This personal right here, bro. It's personal. You in my face in my house disrespecting me. I got to do something about it. My family right there, bro. I got to protect my mama. My mama's sitting in the stands, man. Your parents sitting right there. They're in your house, man. Your mama in the fucking stands. They try to disrespect me in my house and grab a fucking remote control. That's exactly what they did. They come in your house, grab a fucking remote control, Derek Willis, and control your fucking TV. And your motherfucking house. Team Diddy, they can't run in the house. Put on the same shit you got on. And say, fuck you.
What do you think of that?
He's mad.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I played that. We got to have him on. We played that for, do you know Finesse Mitchell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the comic. So he played college football at Miami.
Okay.
So in a huge pro, he won national championship in 91.
Really?
And I showed him the clip of this. It's from a high school in Miami.
Uh-huh.
It's a high school coach talking to the high school players.
Uh-huh.
He was like, you know what I didn't hear anything? You know what I didn't hear in that speech at all? And I was like, what? He goes, anything about football.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Yeah, because it has nothing to do with
this
it at all.
He's a
lunatic. So we did, though, want to talk to you a couple other things. Do you watch TV?
Yes.
Do you have shows that you, like your regulars?
Yeah, yes, a few. Yes.
What's your favorite show?
Well, lately I've been into The Walking Dead.
What's that?
It's like zombie stuff.
That's AMC.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah, with my kids. But we have been not TiVoing it, but ordering it off Netflix or something. I think that's what they're doing with their PS3. I don't even know what my kids are fucking doing with their PS3, but that is a powerful tool, that PS3. And so we've been watching all the back ones, and now we're all caught up. And we went and got the graphic novels, and we read all the graphic novels, and we're really into that, yeah.
That's fun, isn't it, to get into shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy and I get lost. Right now I'm obsessed with Big Ange. On VH1, she's a spinoff from Mob Wives.
Oh.
Do you watch any reality shows?
She's got that real deep voice.
I don't watch a lot of reality shows because it makes me uncomfortable. I feel bad
for
people.
There's a couple we want to bring up to you, and I have some audio for you, too.
Okay.
So here's some reality.
I do like Pawn Stars, though.
That's a good show. Yeah, that one's silly.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk.
Oh.
She's singing retard. Is that what she's
saying? Oh yeah, retard.
Shit, we just got put in place by retard. Felicia Michaels.
That would be great.
There is this show. Okay. I think we might convince you to set your DVR.
Okay.
It's called Polyamory. And
married? No, Polyamory colon married and dating.
Yes. This is a show on Showtime.
Amazing.
That it stars three separate
triads. Well, they call them triads.
Well, there's two couples that live together. So there's four there.
A pod. They call them pods.
Yes.
Like they call whales. Them pods?
Pods, yeah.
Like whales?
Yeah.
They yes. do?
Yeah. There's two couples that
do
live together.
Do they all look like whales?
I wish. No, they're not attractive. Like, they're not.
Well,
there's some that are attractive, but they're yeah. all like super anemic looking vegan types.
Oh, really?
And they're all like stickly and they all shower together and it's just really gross.
They shower together? Do yeah. they shave each other's legs?
I hope so.
Wouldn't that be great if some other chick could just come in and shave your legs and your vagina? And, wouldn't
oh, my
that be
box?
Great?
Yeah.
You
my
undercarriage,
around my butt, shave all that it's, hair off.
Do you
my
shave
butt.
Your butt? I you shave my what? Asshole.
I sometimes shave my asshole, yeah. but then if you cut your asshole, that's on you. That's on you.
Can I tell you something though? Is that I've been doing it for so long because I don't hot wax down yeah, there. I don't yeah. believe in hurting myself.
I tried
myself.
That a couple times. That's no good.
No. Yeah. But I can shave my undercarriage and my asshole so fast. I don't yeah. even have to look now.
Yeah.
That's how long I've been.
Really?
But what about yeah. when it grows back on your ass and it's all angry hair?
Well, then you get a day or two of itchy asshole and then it's, yeah. But the rewards outweigh.
Today I was doing a barbecue at my house and this yeah. kid, he has a nut allergy and I'm like, dude, you can't have that ice cream. I think it has, you know, it was processed in a plant that had nuts. Like, you know, you have to be careful. It's some yeah. other person's kid. And he's like, no, I think I can have that. And if I have an allergic reaction, it's on me. And I was like,
wow.
You know what I mean? No, it's not. It's no. Ultimately, it's my fucking fault, not yeah. yours.
How old a kid is this?
He was like 11.
Oh, fuck
and then
that.
That allergic, no. you know, anaphylactic shock. That's on me then. That's yeah. not on
wow. anaphylactic shocks on me.
Jesus.
This show basically
so gross
is all about the idea that you can date and be married and date multiple people and have
and they both can, the man and the woman.
Yeah.
Yes. Now yeah. the women generally have female lovers that the guy has some access to. Like, you have to negotiate the parameters, so like the guy will be like, am I allowed to deep kiss Tanya? And then the wife will be like, yes, you may deep kiss. May I sensually stroke her bosoms? Like, he has to, like, outline.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's the fucking grossest thing to watch. Like, just to have a grown man, like, talk about
really,
deep
like,
kissing.
Really, like, can I now yeah. put three Blitz. Fingers in yeah. to my elbow? Is that okay? Am I overstepping my... Is it like that?
I really? Think this yeah. one right here, this clip might be about boundaries.
And they all hug each other deeply, like they're deep huggers. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a boundary clip. May I hug you when they meet you? And then they give you like a soulful really? Hug and you're like, oh, boy.
So I wake up and I'm like, hey, where's Tall? I just figured he'd gone to the bathroom.
Tall. T-A-H-L.
Yeah, hippie names.
Tall?
Yeah.
Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala.
They're white people. Agent.
Hey, Tall. What are you doing in here?
We have some ground rules, and one of them is that Tall has to spend the night with me.
I just came in here to snuggle with him, and I fell asleep.
Were you in here all f***ing night?
Yeah, he was with us all night.
Dude?
You said she was out with her other lover. I thought that's
the best, right?
I didn't actually say
that's
that.
I'm really f***ing pissed. I'm really pissed.
I mean, I just came here to snuggle. I fell asleep.
Did you just snuggle?
No. We made love last night, and I didn't know that
so
you were
just
here.
Came in here to snuggle, and then you have sex, and you don't tell me about it.
They were already making love, and then I just kind of joined in, but then I meant to go back.
I'm really mad.
Yeah.
This is
honey,
just not
here,
cool at all.
Let me give you a hug.
Actually, I kind of don't want one. I just think it's because I moved all my stuff here. I went through all of this based on what Tall agreed to, and now it's not happening.
The chick is always about, let me give you a hug, too. That one is always
so
like,
annoying.
Are you upset about everything yeah. in your life right now?
No.
Can we give you a hug?
Oh, no. Give you a soulful. The best part is there's the one woman who's just now been betrayed by her lover mm-hmm. is the one voice of reason in the entire show.
Yeah, always. Every scene.
She's most like, down-to-earth normal. Because, like, at one point, the guy's like, I need to come out to my parents about this.
Which is, how do you feel about, because I really agreed with you on this, and that is the idea that, like, no, dude, like, you, because this whole thing is like, I'm out.
But like, they're not gay. They're just swinging, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just fucking more than, like, right. You don't have to tell your folks that to be, like, to feel.
Well, what, aren't your folks wondering, like, who's that other chick that's semi-dykish and always hanging around?
I
that you have to ask your wife permission to sit next to.
I just think that, but you can, if you, it's like, if you have old school, like, most of these people are, like, 30s or older, and if you have, like, conservative older parents uh-huh. like them, like, their parents are already in their 70s.
Right,
like,
yeah, leave them alone.
I think
yeah,
do you they need they, to do know they really yeah. have who you're to know fucking? This?
Like, I don't need to know if who my parents are fucking, so why would they have to know who I'm fucking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not like you're living a gay life where you're like, no, these people, like, this man is my, right. this woman is my partner. They're just shacking up with these gross hippies
uh-huh.
and, you know, chowing box time to time. It's not, it's like a lifestyle choice. It's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels retarded.
Wow, what channel is this on?
I know, it's so much fun.
It's Showtime.
It's on Showtime?
Yeah.
This is on Showtime.
And this guy comes out to his older Jewish family.
Oh my God. That was so uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable. It's like Shabbat dinner.
Imagine what your parents are going through.
Imagine what they're going to think when we tell them we're engaged.
God.
As much as she is loving and accepting of Vanessa, it's a whole nother level when you say something like this.
The three of us are engaged.
Oh, they're in a triad.
Oh, the three of them are engaged? So you had to buy two engagement rings?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Dude, spend
some
cash.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's very...
It's a lot of fun. It's a good show.
that show, I highly recommend. The other show that's back for season three that we just cannot get enough of is Gigolos.
Uh-huh.
Which follows a group of, what is it, four real male escorts, gigolos, uh-huh. in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Here is the super tease of the show. Best. Okay. Let me see if this... Was this going to play? Give me 1 second. While Blue Van straightens
out. Gigolos is a good one. Have you ever seen a real gigolo before?
Uh-uh.
Me neither. I didn't think they're real.
Yeah.
But they're real.
It's weird. I want a gigolo once, right?
Really?
Maybe would just once. I don't know, but I would just like to be in a hotel room just to
The Gigolos are back for season three of everyone's favorite shocking Showtime reality series with a new partner in crime.
To succeed in the business, you have to be adaptable, caring, and also step into your manly role and guide.
There's a lot of women that have the body, but they don't have the looks. And there's women that are very beautiful, but they don't have the body. I just make them feel good about what they have.
This is what you want.
Gummy panties. You just chew them off like a wild animal.
We got to figure out what women want. It's definitely a hard job. Not too many people can do it.
Whoa, whoa! It has teeth, too, by the way.
I'd do anything for my son. Anything and anyone.
The thing that I'm into is called clown play.
I just really love women. I've always loved women. I've loved talking to women, flirting with women, picking them up. Sex, of course.
Too gorgeous.
So what kind of woman comes to Vegas looking for love?
I'm an airbrush tanning technician.
I'm a children's party planner.
You get the picture.
Right.
Now, one thing, one of the guys on there, who you heard, the second voice, had a notable, like, Wisconsin accent.
Uh-huh.
Is our favorite character.
His name is Brace.
Brace.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. And he's the best.
We actually, you know, one of our initial episodes, uh-huh. one of our first episodes in season one of this show.
Okay.
And one of our first, I would say, maybe 15, 20 episodes, we started a segment based on him.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to YouTube today, and I found out he started his own segment, and he named it the same thing we named his segment.
What are the odds?
And here's a little taste of his own. This is his YouTube channel.
Okay.
Which, if you want to go to it, his channel is Gigolo Brace. Here he is.
Oh, I have to show her a picture of Brace. Yeah. Let me look him up.
Hey, everybody, this is Brace with some more Brace philosophy. I'm in my new crib out here in Vegas. Kind of stepped it up to a little more of an ultra modern type look. You know, just starting over. A new year, a new vibe, just a whole new essence of Braceland. So
now, Braceland.
Oh, that's kind of cool though.
Kind of charming.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of, listen to two other things he says right here.
God,
so, you know, I've been getting a lot of people that are hitting me up about Brace philosophy, my Bracisms and things.
My Bracisms.
My Brace philosophy.
And oh, is this all Brace right
this
here?
Is all it's Brace. All Brace. This is him. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. He's tan.
He's old.
White
He's
hair.
He's older.
He's the oldest of the gigolos. Yeah. He's
really?
Like the mentor to the young.
Is that him too?
Yeah, he looks great though. Tan.
But that one he looks good, but this one he looks a lot older.
Well,
now, this is pretty.
One, that's bad.
Yeah.
This is pretty awesome. He gives us a real treat here.
I can't.
I'm going to play this for you now.
I'm so excited.
So you got
things like that and asking me a lot of questions. So I decided to put together some of these short video clips to answer some questions. And
now, I want you to pay attention to this.
Okay.
Sorry, I was looking at
it. She's mesmerized by Brace.
That sex picture is crazy.
This is our audio segment that we had produced like over a year ago. Okay. This is from our own thing.
Look at it.
Here.
The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy.
So we had our own segment for him.
Yes.
Now,
invented this fucking thing.
He created this video, which I found today, that is absolutely outstanding.
I'm so mad.
It's on his YouTube channel. If you're listening to the show, I want you to go to this video. It's called Braceland. How to get rid of a girl, and it's like I said, his YouTube handle is Gigolo Brace. Here's a little bit from that. Okay,
hey everybody, this is Brace with some more Brace philosophy, and I'm kind of continuing a segment that was geared to a guy named Jason, and he was asking me, you know, how to get a girl, Brace, and I shared that information with them, which was my information and my outlook, my philosophy, if you will. And but most importantly, the topic that I think everybody should really take in and absorb is how to get rid of a girl. Because I'm telling you, there's some nightmares out there, and I'll give you a little example. I got some chick that has kind of been a stalker, an ex-girlfriend, and she was in my place. Wouldn't leave. Finally, she says she left. Well, she ended up hiding in my bathroom for a weekend. A weekend. 2 days.
Now,
that's 2 days.
You don't even have to be married to a chick, and she's living in your place. I mean, just staying for a week. Like, hey, you fly a chick out. Isn't that nice enough that you're flying her out and you take her around, buy her treating her well. It's kind of like a vacation. But then she just won't leave. Because she's got squatter's rights now. She's been here for like 5 days.
Squatter's rights.
But it depends on the state that you're in. But this is something men have to look. They got to look at. Now, let's say you get a psycho chick.
Now.
She won't. She confronts you. She stops you at the door. If you touch her, if you just even pushed her back to the, she can call the cops on you and say that's a touchy issue. That might be another segment, but she can call
another
the police
segment.
On you.
When to shove
a
woman.
What? If a girl calls the police on you, someone's going to jail. And guess what again? 98% it's the man. Right. And you don't even have to touch that woman. You don't have to touch her. It's that woman's word over yours. And I'm not joking. But how to get rid of these women? Okay. I mean, some of them you got to call the police on them. Some you got to get a restraining or a PPO or whatever. But, you know, sometimes when you tell a woman, hey, I'm just not in love with you, they just won't, they will not take it. They don't care and they will just keep coming. And I'm going to an extreme here, but most women will, you know, I mean, come on. If someone doesn't call you back, they're not interested. Quit calling them, you psycho. You are a psycho if you are calling a chick after she does not return your calls, and whether you're a man or a woman. And You know, you've got to ignore these people. The best advice I could get rid of a woman is completely ignore her. And if she keeps showing up at your whatever you're at, that's called stalker. If someone shows up over two times that is uninvited, that's stalking, because I had to read those stalking laws. Uh-huh. And you don't want that. So really what I'm saying to everybody out here and your these women, it's like, hey, if a guy says to you, you know, Cindy, Crystal, Heather, whatever, I'm not in love with you. There's no future with us. I want to go out and, I don't know, date other people, do whatever, you know, but I'm not feeling it toward you. If somebody tells you that, fuck off. Get the fuck out and don't come back. If somebody tells you that, fuck off. Get the fuck out and don't come back. I'm telling you, what is that that women don't get? And I know there's men that don't get it either, but if somebody tells you verbally, that's the communication thing we talked about before. But if someone tells you they're not interested in you, fuck off and get go about your business, you know?
Oh my God, that is so speaking to me right now.
Now
I'm completely fucking serious.
Now that doesn't
I didn't know I was supposed to fuck off.
The Brace philosophy.
There it is.
The Brace philosophy.
He gives it to us now.
Brace philosophy.
Brace, if you're out there, you can totally use our segment intro for your videos.
Wow.
I'll send you high quality MP3 that you can play.
I gotta tell you, this Brace is such a breath of fresh air on television. I, you know what? If you know, love him or hate him, whatever, I love that he has an opinion and he's not afraid to be
who
he is.
He's great.
He's phenomenal.
Listeners, I want you to go to How to Get Rid of a Girl and comment on that page.
Fuck off.
Jeez. Fuck off.
Can we isolate that?
Absolutely.
And use it from now on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So good. His accent is so strong. That is Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin.
That's very Wisconsin.
Stalking laws. And you don't want that. So really what I'm saying to everybody out here and your these women, it's like, hey, if a guy says to you, you know, Cindy, Crystal, Heather, whatever, I'm not in love with you. There's no future with us. I want to go out and, I don't know, date other people, do whatever, you know, but I'm not, you know, I'm not feeling it toward you. Yeah. If somebody tells you that, fuck off. Get the fuck out and don't come back.
Oh, shit. Brace, you gave us another home run today, brother. Thank you.
Unbelievable. I can't believe he's from Wisconsin. You just don't think a gigolo comes out of Wisconsin.
No, but
that's,
You know
he's
what
the
I,
main one. He's
I
awesome.
Wish we had was...
God, I love Brace.
I think this is the clip. This is one of our... When we played the original segment, the clip that we talked about, I think, is this one.
Oh, his real... His first Brace philosophy.
I think his first... This was on the show.
Love
and
this.
We just stole it from the show.
You know, sometimes you just have to let shit go, or it will fuck up your future. You know, sometimes you just have to let shit go, or it will fuck up your future.
I mean, he is a philosopher,
He is a philosopher. Wow.
Oh, man. Wow.
Thank you, Brace.
Thank you.
Wow, fuck that man. Is
you know why he's
trip.
Like this, though? Okay. The reality of it is that he was married before to this woman, and he was really in love with her, and then she cheated on him and ruined his life.
Oh, really?
So that's why he's like kind of a wounded soul. That all this stuff about, you know, hit the bricks, bitch, fuck off. A lot of it is, I think, a bit of a guard. Brace is a sweet guy on the inside.
Right.
You really think so?
I do. You know,
but what's his backstory besides that? Like, what did he do?
He was a bodybuilder.
He was?
He was a competitive bodybuilder.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Yep, he still tans like one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
yeah. He had a woman come over and give him a spray tan in this last episode, and then in exchange, he gave her sex. And it's
are you fucking kidding me? So she spray tans him, and then he fucks her
in his backyard.
In his backyard, out
and they don't show his penis, right?
No, you don't see his penis.
You see flaccid penis on the show,
right?
But you don't see like penetration.
No, they don't. You know, it looks like softcore porn where they just rub up against each other. But they're really doing it. Yeah.
And they show the woman; she's just like bends right over.
These women.
She lifts up her skirt.
These women like
sits on him.
All
does he look like he's good though? Does he look like he's good in bed?
Not this particular
muscular. Very muscular. You see a lot.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of.
And they're laying on a futon.
Can you do that again?
A lot of grunting.
They're laying on a futon that doesn't have much bounce to it, so it just looks like he's air humping.
He really looks like a dog
fucking leg.
His face on that one, on the futon outside, looked the most authentic of all the. Like he was. Like,
yes.
Shit.
Like, he was really trying to
keep it together.
Yeah.
Just give me a second. Yeah, it looked very real.
So now when you guys have sex, do you pretend you're Brace?
Absolutely.
You do? Yeah. You do?
I'm like, Christina, why don't you get over here?
Fuck off.
Full tits you got
Fuck
there,
off.
Tina.
Some women, they got the face and not the body.
Got some nice hangers on you. Shit, man.
Good fun.
Wow. Yeah,
that's our life. That's what we do, Felicia.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what we care about.
So you guys don't do walks, you do a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is our
You know what?
Is it, Mommy?
I forgot that it's Labor Day.
Oh.
And we wanted to do this before we wrap shit up here.
Okay.
Do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Our listeners know that it's time to fill her up and seal her shut. This
fill
is
her
when
up, seal her shut.
We talk about which women you want to fill up.
Or men.
And seal shut.
Or who you want to be filled up and sealed shut by if you're a woman.
So it's basically like, of these two, who would you do?
Okay.
That's the game.
Yeah, okay. Isn't there a kid? There's another game that's like that too, right? Like,
Would you rather?
Yeah, that game. So that's my kids play it with me all the time.
Oh, not like we do.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I should hope not.
I hope not.
Oh my God.
Okay. So since it's Labor Day,
yeah,
who does the most labor in this country?
Mexicans.
So, of these two, who would you rather get filled up? Or sealed shut by.
Brace yourself.
Mario Lopez, the Mexican guy from Saved by the Bell, and now one of those
like
entertainment
Access
shows.
Hollywood
or some shit.
Yeah.
Or
adorable.
Mario's in really good shape.
Really good shape.
I mean, that dude's in tip top fucking shape.
Yeah.
Or Gael Garcia Bernal.
Oh yeah, that dude.
Yeah, me too.
He's more like exotic and shit.
Yeah.
Like he looks
like he's genuine.
I would give him a tan like you wouldn't believe.
So that's who you take, huh?
Yes.
Christina, you too?
Yeah, hands down. Mario is a bit of a dope. Like I've seen him hosting at the Grove and like he just seems kind of a chode, just kind of tooly.
You know he wrecks pussy like on the regular.
Just crushes
sure,
it.
Yeah, I'm
since
sure
he was
does,
like 12.
Yeah.
He's been on that dumb show.
He probably pushes women away with his penis.
Yeah.
Because that's not illegal.
Yeah. But that Gael, I think,
and I think Mario was married to like a supermodel and was
blind.
Like, this shit's old. Like, you know what I mean? Like when like he got as hot a girl as you can get, and then was like, nah, this is fucking.
He's over it.
Yeah, tapping out of this.
Do you know why I like Gael too? Because he's a real Mexican. Like Mario is like born in the States. Like maybe his parents are Mexican, but Gael is probably like not circumcised. Oh no, wait, he's Catholic, so he probably is, huh?
Okay.
But he would give you like a Mexican loving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
that's
exotic
what you want. You want
love,
a dirty,
like a dirty
Mexican
yeah,
pounding.
Yeah, yeah.
With like dirty fang, like
tacos,
oil and
yeah.
the soil. From
yeah.
Doing the fucking gardening
yeah.
and the soil.
Yeah.
Hey, me gusta tu chicharrón.
Yeah, I like that better.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing.
Who would you pick, Tom?
I think.
It's only at this point where I'm a little uncomfortable.
Really?
No. Well, you know we're polyamorous, kidding. Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is our pod.
We wanted to invite you into our triad. That's why we had you over today.
Triad.
I think Mario would be much too aggressive for me.
Okay.
I think Gael would be a little more like, he'd fucking like dip strawberries in chocolate and feed them to me.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I think he'd be dirty. I think he'd
just
do you fucking dirty. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a real
leave
scumbag.
When you were asleep. No, that's not scummy.
No.
No. not necessarily.
They could do like coke off of you and just fucking.
Yeah, kind of all those blow.
Yeah. So you think Mario's a more sensual
lover? Mario is into him. Mario loves Mario.
Yeah.
He's too narcissistic with that body and stuff. You know what I mean? He's really into being him.
So he's like, are you going to blow me or what?
I bet Mario has a very clean ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, right? That's it. Yeah.
Would you, would lick his butthole? Like, would you be afraid to? Does he look clean enough?
No, I wouldn't be afraid to because he'd be clean enough.
He'd be clean, yeah.
Yeah. But Guile's, then the other guy, it would be dirty, but you wouldn't give a fuck.
Gael Garcia Bernal, if you're listening, we think you have a dirty culo.
But we're still there for it.
Petapatio.
But we're taking it all. All right, so that's three of us took Gael Garcia Bernal. And then for the ladies, of course, we realize they're not both Mexican or even maybe not Mexican at all, but they're Latin, and that's good enough. Would you take Eva Longoria, famous from, what's it called?
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. She also used to be married to Tony Parker.
Tony Parker,
San Antonio Spurs.
Used to be. Did they divorce?
Yeah,
they divorced. Yeah. It was no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Or Sofia Vergara of Modern Family fame.
Mm.
Both delightful. Latin, delightful, tan, lovely women. Mm.
What do you think, Tommy?
Would absolutely empty myself inside of Sofia Vergara.
Really?
And then I would recharge my batteries still inside of her and go again.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of love.
Wow.
I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. I sit next to him on the couch.
Has he ever done that for you?
He does constantly.
Because I'd be pissed. That was my old man that just said that.
He recharges.
This is no contest.
Wow, I didn't know that you had so much love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What is it about Ava that you don't find as appealing?
She's too demure for you. You like a woman that's up in your grill and. Right.
Well, look who just got your
Someone
number. Ding
me
ding.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sophia talked shit.
Yeah.
And she would be like, she would tell you how
spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy
yeah.
Latin firecracker.
I wanna be on a dog leash, you know?
I thought you said you want to pee on a dog leash. I was like, what?
I want that Sophia to tell me to eat out of a bowl.
Dog bowl.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Well,
absolutely. I'd do whatever she said, and I think, you know.
I like her personality more.
Yeah.
I don't think Eva Longoria is not funny, obviously.
Yeah.
I prefer someone that would be funny.
Sophia actually seems like she has a really good sense of humor.
You know what? I heard a good story about her. Mm-hmm. One of her co-stars was doing some press junket or something, and he said she was filming some movie. Whatever, and the script was like, what part are you playing? And she's like, I'm playing the rocket scientist. What do you think I'm playing? And she grabbed her tits as if to say, like, well, you know, I'm the tits and ass of this thing.
Yeah.
And I like that self-awareness. I like somebody that knows who they are and what their utility is.
Yeah. And what a pair of tits she has. Jesus, I wouldn't
mind. Those big brown chocolate.
Having those hangers dropped into my mouth before bed.
Tom. Okay. Now we're.
Well, that's what would recharge
you. Recharge
you. So who do you?
I think I like Sofia Vergara much better as a human. I think.
Do you have
what about you, Miss Michaels?
Well, I mean, if it was cuddling, that'd be a different thing. But you said to
cuddle
what is
triad.
It called? Fill them up and shut.
Seal them shut.
Yeah.
This is hardcore.
You'd have to scissor shut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna scissor this shut.
You have to do stitches.
Yeah. Who would you?
Well,
shut.
Yeah, I guess, I think, honestly, it would have to be Eva Longoria because I don't think I could overpower, like, if you're going to, like, fill someone up and then shut them up, whatever it is, seal them up, that means you would have to be the master, sexual master to that person, I don't think I could bring it up, I don't think I could bring it to her.
To that
Sophia.
She would dominate over you.
I could maybe dominate Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put her head in the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. There's my answer.
Yeah, Felicia, she was like, yeah. Yeah, Tom. That's exactly what I meant.
Well, she's dominating her. That's what she just...
I like your way of thinking. Nobody's ever assessed
this, totally
this game
different
that way
of
before.
Doing
right.
It. Yeah, I like that.
If you guys want to vote, we'll have the polls up on who you want to fill up and seal shut. At Labor Day edition. Facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast.
I'm going to do this game with Joey next week on the podcast.
Who would you want
to fill up and zip up?
That's your guys' version.
Dog.
Thank you for coming over today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys. This was a hilarious podcast. You guys made me really laugh a lot. Thank you for that.
You make us laugh.
This was really, really fun. Yeah,
thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming over. Sorry about
Twitter.
Stuff. Please, what do you please, have? Please.
Yes, Felicia? Felicia Michaels is my Twitter, and I'm an Instagram whore. I'm a comics eye, so a comic. A_comics_i, and I love my Instagram.
Wait, let's do it again. If you want to follow her on Instagram, A_comics_IEYE,
or at Twitter and on my Facebook. So,
and that's also Twitter is Felicia Michaels.
Felicia Michaels, and Facebook is Felicia Michaels, and you can go to the Beauty and the Beast podcast, which is beautyandthebeast.com, to find the podcast, or you can go to my website, FeliciaMichaels.net.
You heard it all. Follow her, check out the podcast, have fun with her. You were so much fun to have
here. She's a delight, you guys.
You guys were awesome.
Go follow her, go watch her shit, and go Google her Star Search appearance, which we're going to do right now.
All right. We're going to wrap this up. All right.
And you don't want that. So really what I'm saying to everybody out here and you're with these women, it's like, hey, if a guy says to you, you know, Cindy, Crystal, Heather, whatever, I'm not in love with you. There's no future with us. I want to go out and, I don't know, date other people, do whatever, you know, but I'm not feeling it toward you. If somebody tells you that, fuck off. Get the fuck out and don't come back. If I'm telling you, what is that that women don't get? And I know there's men that don't get it either, but if somebody tells you verbal, that's the communication thing we talked about before. But if someone tells you they're not interested in you, fuck off and get on your go about your business. You know, it's no good anymore. Come on, let's just, it's just the way it is. Peace, man.